was doing the whites, his load of whites, and he got a red shirt up in there. must have been new. And came back with that load, and all his panties were pink.
Yep. Well,
and he was just a gat. And I said, well, look at you with your pink panties. And he's like, don't call them panties. They're underwear. I'm like, not anymore.
Not anymore.
I'm like, they're panties now, brother.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome, guys, to episode 34. This episode is brought to you by my new caftan. Boonch, boonch, boonch.
Okay, let me just tell you people that I click on Zoom and Holly's big picture comes up. She is sitting there in her caftan, some great big 1970s glasses, and she has rolled up a piece of paper to look like a big cig.
It's true. A Virginia Slim.
A Virginia Slim.
That's so true.
That makes me want to go put on like Daisy Duke shorts and a tube top and go out and wash the car or something.
Absolutely. That was my hope. That was my intent, was just to springboard you right on in. Let's just go. You guys, listen.
Golly, this, you cannot reach this age.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't do it sooner.
Your own son said, y'all are not this old.
I feel like.
Just for the record, I'm not putting on a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Okay.
That's now 100% happening.
We're all very disappointed now. No, I put this caftan. It came in the mail yesterday. This is an Amazon. This was an inexpensive Amazon situation. Like, what you could, this is not real see-through though. So
mine was, but it's very like incredibly silky soft.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I got to slip this thing on. Yours is a darker color. You've got on black.
That is true.
And so maybe I'll have to go.
I don't think this one is super.
Mine was a little blue and definitely could see some curves going on there.
Well, so. And that's a lot of them.
I'll say about that.
That's what we're going to say about it. You could go wash a car in that. So, yeah, I put this thing on this morning, though, and I breezed through. I got up kind of late, so I'm barely functioning right now.
Okay.
No, we're good, though. We're good. And I breezed through the little office. My husband, Tim, was sitting at the computer working. And my caftan caught his eye and he looked up and just went, oh my Lord. And then the next time I walked through, I had the glasses on. And then the next
and
time
the
I walked through,
Slim.
I didn't have my cigarette till I got in here. Then the next time I walked through with my glasses. And then a minute later I hear, come and knock on my door. We've been waiting for you. And he's got the little Three's Company theme going. I was like, thank you. And he's pausing it on all the Mrs. Roper little shots from the – he's like, oh, my gosh. There you are.
I'm telling you, there you are.
I know. And I cannot be more excited. So summer 2023, let's do it. It's so comfy, though. It's so breezy.
It is. They are very comfortable and
I know.
And let's just get to the point. We're at the age – we don't care.
No.
I don't care what people think.
No.
So.
Not a lot. I mean, I try not to, but, you know.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So it's been a couple days. What's going on? Anything
I have.
This week?
Well, I have a little hawk picture update with John Vonderbrugge.
Okay.
You know, of course, this was the whole excitement. I'm more excited about John being all but hurt.
I know.
Over
you guys,
the hawk.
You guys are like siblings separated at birth. You just, you love each other and yet.
Well, I
you
just
love to see
know.
Him miserable.
Yes, I do. So, I just didn't know how. You know, I'm hanging on to it, thinking, when's this opportunity going to come? How do I say, hey, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we're in this little group chat among our friends, and he starts getting real snarky and making fun of my height and, you know, all the short jokes. He starts bullying me.
Yeah.
And so, boom, that was the perfect time.
Yeah.
And it shut that big fat mouth up.
It did. It went a little radio silent. Yeah. I think, you know, he wasn't expecting that.
Nope. Yeah, so it was great.
You did it. You saved that for the perfect moment.
So that was good. Hey, speaking of bullying, I can do a little segment on bullying. You want to hear this?
I have a segment on bullying.
I have a definite opinion on bullying.
Okay, give it. We're ready. We're here for it, people.
But this starts because yesterday I'm getting a pedicure, and this kid, this high school kid's sitting over in a chair. He's getting his hair cut. Mm-hmm. And I overhear a little bit of the conversation. I didn't know him, didn't have him, you know, in class yet. But he had like this little mullet going on and had gotten a like perm. I don't know. He's living his best life, whatever.
Oh, yes.
But mm-hmm. now they just done it and he'd come back in to get it cut off. Well, kids are bullying him. He says he starts going into the store. I'm like, wait, hey, tell me, you know, what's going on here? And as he starts telling me, I mean, it's some legit like bullying. So when we were in school, you know, bullying, you got thrown in a locker, you got, you know,
Your case got thrown in a horse trough.
And,
some of us got thrown in horse troughs by the staff.
Swirlies in the toilet.
We could not afford to be snowflakes in the 70s and 80s. No. You just couldn't do it.
And JB and I have talked about when his generation got so soft. I mean, mm-hmm. comedians can't even be comedians anymore. You mm-hmm. cannot, you know, joke about yourself or anybody else or whatever mm-hmm. without mm-hmm. people having a come apart.
Right.
And JB said, you know, I think it all started with this anti-bullying stuff. And so mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you, I think there's good bullying and there's bad bullying.
Well, let's define bullying, because I think that's the key.
By good bullying, mm-hmm. I mean, if you come to school without brushing your teeth and people make fun of you because your breath stinks.
Right. Something you
or
could do something about.
Or if you come to school mm-hmm. stinky mm-hmm. because you aren't wearing deodorant mm-hmm. or you're not taking a shower and people make fun of you, it actually is a corrective behavior. You know, it's how kids do it. It's how
the herd.
Whatever.
It's the herd helping the herd.
The hurt helping, because what do?
Yeah.
You go home and you take a shower, you go buy deodorant and you don't come to stinky anymore.
And we used to call that kind of socializing. Like as a homeschool parent, we got accused of not, you know, how are you going to socialize your children? Yeah. I'm like, have you been around a bunch of 12-year-olds?
Yeah.
Like,
and here's the other part. Yeah. I hated Randy Newman growing up.
Who?
Is that his name?
Who?
Short people. Got No Reason to Live song.
Yeah.
Randy Newman, that's his name, right?
You got that
every
song to you a lot.
Every single day on the playground.
Short people ain't got no reason to live.
Yeah, every day, every single day. I'm dude, I know I'm short.
They want me dead.
There are advantages to it. I can't see the top of my refrigerator. I don't know it needs to be clean.
Amen.
I can't see
Amen.
That, you know.
Amen.
But, you know, things like that when you can't help it, it can be hurtful. But here's the thing. It made me stronger. It made me tougher.
I know, but I don't care if you're a kid or not, of making fun of someone for something that they cannot change.
So
that is just different. You're short, you're tall, you're fat, you're skinny.
Yeah.
Those are not things. But like, yo, dude, you got some fur on your teeth. Like,
brush. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, and like I read, one of my former students has a really bad stuttering problem. Mm. And she is an adult now and she's never gotten past it. Mm. And she went into a store and the cashier tried to ask her a question. And she stuttered through trying to say yes, and the cashier made fun of her.
Yeah, see, that's
good. That's bad bullying. That's bad.
Yeah,
but
that's
here's what these cases. This is where it's different from what we went through and what they're going through, and it's the social media. Because
That's part of it for sure.
You know, let's go back to 14-year-old girl, starts her period. In class, has a bleed through.
God, nightmare.
A nightmare. I mean, it is horrific.
Yeah.
It is I mean, it is your worst day.
It is. Right? It's humiliating. Yeah. It's like, and oh my gosh. Yeah.
But that's happened in front of 15 people, you know, and God bless your friends who would like walk behind you or something.
Right. Give you your coat to tie around your waist or whatever.
Right. Yeah. 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 But now they can video it. Oh, and then God. It's yes. not just your classroom of kids. It's everybody in the high school that's seeing it. It's
I can't imagine, Joni. That would be her. That is her. That is.
It's horrible because it's taking your humiliation that only happened maybe in front of 15 people.
Right. That you learn to just deal with and move on.
That you just have to, you know, and blasting it out. I mean, so that's kind of what this kid's going through. They're recording themselves, even making fun of him and, you know, and then blasting it out. And they've got all these pages and all this stuff. And that's horrible. I mean, just that they have to deal with it.
That is horrible.
But, you know, but I'm going to go back to, but at some point we got to get to a point where we can laugh at ourselves again, where we can laugh at, you know, have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Laugh at, you know, laugh at being short.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the healthy way to, you know, well, it can be unhealthy if you, if you, you know, if you're not processing stuff and you're just kind of being the clown or whatever, and you're not, you know, that can also be unhealthy. But, you know, I think it's just so hard. I think it's so hard when you're young and you just don't have that developmental, you know, you don't have that yet.
Well, and
then that
so
stuff hits
worse.
You. And like you said, it's so big. And, and I mean, we've all dealt with, you know, different things. But it's tough if you don't have a good family, if you don't have a good upbringing, that people that are solid, that you know, love you. I mean, then I don't know how you handle that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you know, deal with that. So, but you're right. There's a difference between kind of like general, like, yo, dude, you know, you're going to you know, put some deodorant on.
It's good. There's a corrective
that helps
behavior.
Them.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's coming from their friends a little bit, not, you know,
and
yeah.
And it's horrible. It's one of those things that, you know, sometimes pain causes change.
Pain is the only thing that
pain
does.
Is pain
and
about
fear
the only
are about
thing.
The
I've
only
always
things
said that God has to hit me over the head to make me change. And some of that is pain.
Exactly.
And so, you know, there are, you know, I'm not saying that we need to just sit there and let it go on in class and not do anything about it.
Right.
But I am saying that some of that does create, you know, a change that needs to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It needs to happen.
Or like you talk about, or I mean, kind of taking it a little bit different direction, but like, I don't know. It makes me, even like when kids are younger, and so parents, we're more in control of, you know, who they hang out with, who they play with. And, and you've got this, you know, kind of, you have, and I get it. And I'm not really taking a hard stand, but like, you have to invite the whole class to whatever, or you have to do the whatever, or, you know, you got to play with Jimmy, whatever. Well, maybe Jimmy's a jerk.
Yeah.
Maybe Jimmy is mean.
Yeah.
And your kid doesn't want to hang with Jimmy. And, or Jimmy's done something that you don't know, you know, and it's kind of like, yes, we need to befriend, you know, and as parents, we have more, what's the word I'm looking for? We have more agency with ourselves, so we can decide, you know, who we want to hang and don't. But your kid, if you're forcing your kid to kind of play with the person, and I'm talking about not someone who's just stinky or whatever, because that can be a lot of things.
Right. That can
they
be
may
a lot
not
of
have
things.
Any soap. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the kid that's me, and he's got issues too, but this whole, you know, you got to tolerate the bad behavior of someone because they've got some disorder or they've got some issue. It's like, you know, that works as an adult, and you need to teach them to be respectful. Like you know, you don't want to be disrespectful to someone, but you don't gotta hang with them.
And it, here again is where social media comes into to play too. You can control who comes to your house, but if you've given them a smartphone, if you've let them get all these accounts,
you've opened
you have
the portal.
No idea who they're hanging with.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea who's whispering in their ear. You have no idea what videos that they're being sent, and
It's tough, y'all. I would not want to do it again. I'm grateful that our kids barely, and they're in it. I mean, they're, but really, mine don't do a lot of social media, and I'm not. And that's
Came in on the tail end of
They did, and that's not a big kudos to. I'm not trying to be like a big pat on the back. Although we limited a lot of, you know, what they could watch and see on the TV and all that, but you know, and they're just not super into it. I think Hudson just got rid of Snapchat and Instagram. He's like, I haven't had those for a while. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. But they're adult. They're at that point where they can decide or not decide. But
it's really like kind of the narcissistic temple is what all that is. You
know? They were a tail end. Like they didn't grow up, you know, having it the whole time. But during their, you know, early teens and, you know, late elementary, it was definitely around. But anyway, that's a good insight. That's a good insight for us to think about. You know, I'm never for, you know, you don't like people being mean.
And I just want to address the, you know, to the parents, the whole social media aspect of it, because it is, they're dealing with things that we never had to.
Never. You know? Can you imagine? Honestly, I was very self, like, I don't know. I don't think I was more self-conscious than probably other people, but I felt like maybe I was. But, you know, and if anything had happened that I was really embarrassed about or whatever, you know, and it had gotten everywhere. And I mean, I think their tolerance for that, I don't want to excuse it, but is up a little too, because hopefully they sort of expect, they know that that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean, I mean, stuff happens, you know, and in your worst moments.
Yeah.
Imagine your worst moments from high school or college being public.
Broadcast. Ugh. And that is because when I would do something, you know, embarrassing or something humiliating would happen, you feel like the whole world knows it.
The whole world.
Now they don't, but you feel like that. But now the whole world knows it, or your whole world knows it.
Yeah, it could easily. Yeah, like you said, it can go through the whole school. It's one thing for it to go verbally through the school. Oh, she did this and that happened. Bah, you know, which is going to happen. But it's another thing to have it literally.
Yeah.
It's just you guys. Oh, yeah. These kids. I need to pray more for these. Yeah. For these kids. Hey, you've got your little maroon. Are you dressed up for dog days? What's it called? It was Mississippi
Super
States.
Bowl dog weekend.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl dog weekend.
I don't know their words.
And I would 100% be down there. Sorry. Hey guys, we haven't said, so we're recording on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I have to go to a competition in Chattanooga next week with a couple of students. So
someone is very important has stepped the door.
I am somebody.
She's somebody. Anyway, but you got your colors on. You're cute.
I know. I do have my colors on. And it is, and I would 100% be down there, but we're leaving on Sunday and I have to,
I gotta get
things together. So, but yes, this is when we play Ole Miss in baseball. Mm-hmm. We have football scrimmages, the maroon and white football game. Yeah. A lot of different sports matches going on, from tennis and volleyball and softball. And
what a fun weekend.
It's great. It's a
fun
weekend.
Did JB go down? Did he get to go? Is he down there?
No. Oh, he, bless him. Because his new shift, you know, he's been training all this time with Guitar Center.
Yep.
And Monday, he starts, his new hours are going to be from 4. And so he wanted
I'm
to
sorry,
get on
you,
that.
You cut out from when to what?
From 7 to 4.
Oh, okay.
So he wants to get on that schedule.
Yep.
And he knew he would stay way too late.
Well, look at him being a responsible adult.
I know. Look at him growing up.
I can't even stand it. Remember those boys would get down on your fold-out bed in your old house and play those video games till who knows when, Madden football, whatever. And we, that was like hangover time the next day. They couldn't think. Yep. Good times. We'll look at them growing up.
Anyway, so unfortunately, Friday night we did lose to Ole Miss. That was painful.
And Ole Miss
painful,
is really sucking right
and
now.
And they're sucking.
Oh.
We're sucking.
Okay.
It's just a
big suck fest.
It is.
Speaking of that suck fest, tell the story. I thought about this the other day.
That terrifies me.
Tell the story.
I don't know where we're going with this.
No. Oh. Tell the story about the time we had a suck fest. I kid. You guys, this is off the rails. No. Tell the story to our listeners of when you got slapped in the face by your mama.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will do this. So my mom and my whole parent, I was very sheltered, like, and some of it is propriety. I mean, they Absolutely. Were very, yes. you know,
and good,
proper,
just good behavior, right.
good behavior, manners, but mm-hmm. I did not grow up in a home that used curse words.
No. And it you live, not, and you live in the South, which is a different.
And I live in the South. And I mean, I was not even allowed when I was little. And of course you go to school and you hear words, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, mm-hmm. and not necessarily bad words, but somebody saying, I gotta go pee.
Right. Piss, you know, or something. You're oh my gosh.
I was not rude. Allowed to say the word pee.
Well, tell us what you said, Joni.
TT.
TT. Yep. Literally. Our whole camp. I started saying TT. You gotta go TT.
You gotta go TT.
You gotta go TT.
So, I mean, just little things like that. Well, so at some point, the word suck started going around. You suck.
Well, it was camp.
Well, no, even before, like, you know, that started to be, I don't know that I'd really ever heard other than, you know, suck through the straw or whatever. Right. I don't know that I'd ever heard. Well, when that came out, I mean, that was just as bad to my mother as the F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I grew up thinking. Mm-hmm. If anybody said that it was a wordy dirt.
Yes.
And so I get to camp. And I'm around a lot of St. Louis people and
we're going to get blamed. Here we go.
I know. mainly the guys, but I knew their hearts. I knew they were just godly men. They loved the Lord. Mm-hmm. They, you know, were very proficient in scripture and,
these guys were
Christians, yeah. mm-hmm. real deal. Let me call mm-hmm. some names, Chris Willis and John Bonabrigi.
Yep.
but they would sit there, and the first time I heard it, I was pretty taken aback of, oh, that sucks. You suck.
Yeah, that's terrible, like, for you. Yeah.
I was like, what the heck is going on here? Mm. What is going on? Mm-hmm. This is so outside my bubble. And so I finally, one day I'm down at the horses, and I guess Boogie and I were working by ourselves with something and nobody was around. So I finally said, okay, I got to ask you a question. And I said, I know that you love the Lord. I know you're a godly guy. I know, you know, why do you say the S word? So when I said S word, he's thinking the SH word.
Right.
And he said, what are you talking about? I don't say that. I said, you do too. You say it all the time down here. He said, Jones calls me mm-hmm. Jones. I have never said that.
And there's campers. He's thinking,
you're saying, and I did. I said, you're saying it right. Anyway, he said, what are you talking about? And I like whispered it. I said, suck. And he mm-hmm. burst out laughing.
As he does.
You talk about getting bullied. I got bullied.
You know, but you needed to be bullied.
He said, Jones is not a bad word. And I said, yes, it is. It means the F word. He said, it does not. So we had this big,
boy.
So after that, I was a little like, okay, well, to them, it's not a cuss word. It's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I never said it. I did not say that at mm-hmm. camp mm-hmm. ever. And so, but all summer long, that sucks. That's mm-hmm. I mean, it's just in my head. Well, I get home from camp and we had this island in my kitchen and I'm standing there and I'm kind of leaned over listening to something my mom's telling me. And she told me something. I don't even remember what it was. I went, man, that sucks. Boom.
Pow. Wham. Whap.
Oh, yes.
Whappo. Oh gosh.
And then the slap wasn't even the worst part. The slap was the speech that came afterwards, the very idea, you've been teaching these kids at a Christian sports camp and you come home with a mouth like that. And I mean, she's just going, I got in bad trouble.
Got bad. In trouble. And you're in college. This is college. Not like
oh, that did not 10. Listen. I don't care. I'm 53 years old.
Yeah,
and if something came out of my mouth right now, I guarantee you 100% Dottie Hutchinson would get out the Ivory soap.
She'd get in her car, drive over there. After this pot, you make sure she doesn't listen to this because she may come and
I've said suck like three or four.
Yeah, she might just smack you again.
She might because
it's my favorite story.
And I'm pretty sure even now that it would be Joni Baker Hutchinson. I'm not sure Shank would ever come into it. It would still be the old school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. She don't play.
And when you told
Mama don't play.
Mama don't play. And when you told that story to John that you got slapped by your mama because of him.
Yeah. That's one of his favorite stories too.
It is. It's a classic story. See, that's what it was like to be a kid back in the day.
Gosh.
It's a great story. Okay, so all of that, sorry we digressed, but did you need to say anything else about Super Super Maroon? Hey, there's a new bully.
Yes, we do have a new bully.
You have a new bully, Dak. I think we might have said that a little bit. A little Dak, a little bully.
Yes. Yeah.
So cute. Is it a girl? Yes. It's a girl. No, it's a boy. I feel like it's a girl dog.
I don't know.
Was the old one a girl? Okay, I'm making up stuff.
I should look at this. I don't know. I just saw the picture and the name. And so I went, oh,
I know. I need to meet him because he'll be my best friend.
I know. He will be.
Let's see. What else? I did want to share, with how things are going right now for me this week. I just want to let you know that my Amazon cart had in it this week a caftan, mm-hmm. Two pairs of bifocal sunglass readers, high heel shoe inserts, and some booby tape. So that's how it's going over here.
I can't.
That's what's happening.
Do I need to send you some adult diapers now, too? Oh, I sent
you some
for your birthday. You've already sent me some.
And you sent me readers. And you sent me. No. I looked at that cart and I went, well, here we are. Here we are. This about sums it up. I needed to get the sun, but I didn't have any sunglass with the little, I got the bifocal readers because mm-hmm. I want to be able to look up and not have it be, there's ones that are
right.
The whole thing's a reader, but, mm-hmm. and I'm having to get used, I'm not good at using them.
I don't do good with the, because even very soft transitions, I just get very dizzy.
Yeah. You have to get used to it. I know. Yeah. And I played with them yesterday. I went outside and I was reading and I think I'll be able to make it work because I'm just like, I want to be able to sit and read or look at my phone, but then I want to look up and not have everything. So, yeah. So that was my cart. That's all I wanted to share. And the booby tape, we're going to just see. I may need it for, I don't know. It's just there. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I'm just going to say there's not duct tape strong enough to keep these girls.
No, honey. I don't know. This is some pretty industrial stuff. We may have to try and tape you up and see what happens. Oh, my gosh. And then here's another question I just have really quickly. This is not anything that's crazy, but I just need to know why I looked at the laundry. We have two laundry hampers in our bedroom, a bigger one for just like mostly Tim. I kind of keep my darks in because I like to wash them, make sure they get washed right. But there's like a dark, whatever, all of his khakis mm-hmm. and his shirts. And then there's a little bit smaller one for, whites, underwear, white t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at separating stuff for laundry, but that's about what I do. Mm-hmm. I look at it the other day. I go to throw something in the white one. And I open it up and there's just one blue polo shirt in there with all the underwear and all the whites. Just a blue polo shirt.
Wait, Tim wears a blue polo shirt?
Yeah. I wonder whose shirt that could have been. And I was like, sorry. How
my
did
kids,
that,
I had to go back. My kids make fun of Uncle Tim because all
everybody
he wears are khaki pants and a navy polo shirt.
That's his uniform. Now, we have gotten a few new colored polos for this spring and summer, which I'm excited about, and t-shirts and stuff. So we're branching out. But he loves him a blue, and it looks good on him. He looks nice in a blue polo. But, I mean, I look in this basket, and I'm like, you had to open the lid and throw that shirt in there and close it up.
Okay, let me just say before you bark about this, let me just say at least he got it in the hamper.
Well,
I've never figured out all these years I've been married how Ron Shank can deposit his clothes half an inch from the hamper.
Yeah.
instead of in it.
Well, Tim's actually right now, there's a pile. And I think this is why, to be honest, I think this is why the blue shirt got into the white basket, because there's a pile of his clothes on top of the lid to the right basket. Yeah. There's a pile of clothes there. They just pile there. And so I think it was like too hard to lift that lid up. So I think he lifted the other lid and just threw it in there. That was my question, which was reminiscent of back when in early day. I didn't write down when we started. We started at like 10:05, right? Hang on. I know everyone is so excited. Back in the early days when we were first married, he was great. First of all, Tim is great about doing laundry. He has always been great about it. He did all of our laundry the first couple years, really, of our marriage, because we were in a little apartment, and then the laundry room was separate. You know, you had to go to the laundry, and he would do it all and then bring it back in. You know, I do a little bit, but so I can't complain. Sometime in there, he was doing the whites, his load of whites, and he got a red shirt up in there. must have been new. And came back with that load, and all his panties were pink.
Yep. Well,
and he was just a gat. And I said, well, look at you with your pink panties. And he's like, don't call them panties. They're underwear. I'm like, not anymore.
Not anymore.
I'm like, they're panties now, brother. And they were pink, legit. It was great. It was a great moment. So anyway,
there's that. Love it when things like that come back. And
I do. And now, if it had been my clothes, though, I don't remember anything of mine being up in there and turning. But I want to say it was just like his undershirts and some underwear or something and some random red shirt. I was like, well, buddy. That was good. I forgot last week I wanted to update people on your blueberry trifle recipe.
Oh yes,
because we made that for y'all. It was a hit. I mean,
it's delicious.
It is delicious. Yep. Just like she, not that I did not doubt it for a minute. It was so good and light and fluffy. I mean, everybody was like, oh, dang, that was really good. Like, it was a big hit. I made it a little individual, which was really fun because then everyone just got their own little one.
Yes.
The only thing I did just a little bit different, which really wasn't different, but I think the recipe said to stir your angel food cake pieces in with the creamy mixture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do that. I just kind of layered the cake. And then layer, because I wanted it to look a little more layery. Right. You know what I mean? Since they were in the little.
In a trifle. If I were doing it like in a trifle bowl,
I wouldn't mix it. Yeah. And you can get down in it and then that cream. But in like a 9x13 or something, I don't think it would. But anyway, I just needed to report on that. And I garnished it with a little mint leaf and a little blueberries on top of the whipped cream. And they were adorable. I'll try to put a pic. I don't think I sent you a single link or picture.
You did take a picture of it. And I meant to go back and put it on my recipe page there.
Oh, there you go.
I forgot to do that.
Well, so I don't think I sent you a single thing last week. I just was like, whatever. I did post on social media a couple.
I did. I saw that.
I was like, what? I'm a big loser.
Yeah.
Yep. But I did want to report on that. Say how delicious it was.
I just want to talk a little bit too. I think next week we'll talk about Kentucky Derby. That's coming up. So that'll give us something to discuss. Yes. But today's the 15th. And so we are at the anniversary of the Titanic sinking.
Is that today?
It was overnight between the 14th and the 15th of 1912.
That's right.
So that was that. And I just want to talk about you and I going through the Titanic Museum.
Of course you do.
And we go through, if you've never been through the Titanic Museum, I think it's quite fascinating. Of course, I've always loved that history. And I think that started too when I was young. I found my grandmother had articles. I mean, genuine, original newspaper articles of the Titanic sinking, which that was her. She was probably about, you know, around 10, between 10 and 12. I'm not exactly what year she was born, but it was early 1900s. So I'm sure that was fascinating to her as well. And so anyway, so since then, I've really been fascinated by all the people that were on board, all the things that were going on. And but you and I went through the Titanic Museum and they give you tickets.
In Branson, this one. I think they have a couple of different ones. There's one in Pigeon Forge now.
Yeah, a lot of these little touristy places yes. have them. But
it's very cool.
It is. It was very cool. And you, we call they our give you trips. Mm-hmm. We call our trips Thelma and Louise trips.
Yep.
Because nobody knows what's going to happen. And there's anything that. Could but happen. Anyway.
Brad Pitt could show up. We could drive off a cliff. You don't know.
That's right. And so I don't know how it all came. I think the pickers designated who was who. But I became Thelma and you were Louise. And yep. so as we're going through, we get our tickets. And I am first class.
They assign you the,
yes.
on your
the
ticket,
boarding pass.
You get like a little boarding pass. And they on it, they kind of assign you a specific identity of someone who was really on the boat, I believe, wasn't it?
That right. If yes. they knew. Yes, you are the person you
and
are.
And then that way, yeah. as you can follow through the story and you find out what happens to you and all that.
And yeah, so you learn yourself and, mm-hmm. you know, and
it just
all
helps
this about that person. It's
humanize
good.
Humanize it. Mm-hmm.
So, but I am a first she class is. Citizen.
She is. She's first class.
And Holly is third class. And of course I mocked her all the yes. way through.
Oh yeah.
And
third
I was
class
very
Louise. Uppity. Literally, I've been called yes. third class Louise for over 10 years. I don't yes. even know when that was.
Third
probably
class
15
Louise.
Years. Yep. Third class Louise. And she was him and oh, I'm yep. first class. Look at me, look at me. Until the end.
Until the end. And I died and she lived.
That's
and I
right,
still
people.
Don't know how that happened because I was a first class woman.
Because you stayed with your stupid husband.
Oh, well, that's
you
about
it,
right.
It tells you. It says that they both, I believe, that your husband and you just lay down up in
and
that
we
cabin.
We lay down in the bed.
And yep. I made it out and like became a nanny You're, in yeah. America.
Yep.
So
that's
suck
right.
it. First class.
Ooh, I'm going to wash your mouth. That was so.
First class Thelma wasn't feeling so hot. But I'm still third class Louise. It hadn't stopped it at all, y'all. I'm bullied. Look at that.
One of the things that I took away from that, though, too, is that, you know, sometimes I think we let decorum get in the
yes.
way
Ooh,
of
yeah.
living. And,
all right. Tell more about that.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, so many people, they had some stayed behind because they weren't going on deck and they didn't have their dress where their corset wasn't done
wouldn't
right.
Wouldn't be proper for me to be out amongst the people.
Proper.
Right.
Yes.
Get over
and, that. And camp helped me with that. I mean, when mm-hmm. I say I was raised in propriety, we did yeah. things very proper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, but going to camp, I mean, I loved the adventure. Getting
yeah.
the adventure
getting
hikes.
Messy. Yeah.
I volunteered.
It's great for girls.
Oh.
It's so good. That was my favorite thing, too.
The adventure hike. Loved it. Just I mean, rolling around in the
wild.
Mud.
Yeah.
Playing soccer in the mud.
Yeah.
Doing,
kill. Blood makes the grass
kill,
grow.
Kill. Hate. Kill. Murder. Mutilate. Blood makes the grass
great.
Grow. Yep.
Great.
You
that
know.
One goes out to Jana. I can still hear her voice yelling that. Kill. Like, oh, my gosh. It was a good time.
It was, but I mean, you know, I did all the horseback and the rappelling mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. archery and all these things that I wasn't yep. supposed to do.
Well,
I mean,
that's
not that
the,
I wasn't supposed
no,
to
but
do.
No, but you just didn't have the opportunity to. And
right.
that's where that's, I think, where the Joni B that we all know and love was born. I mean, you're a
yeah.
combination. That the other didn't go away, but it's like you became
Indiana Joni.
Indiana
right.
Joni, you became who you are.
Yeah.
Partly because you know, yeah. had those experiences. Yeah. Absolutely.
But
and
I mean, and you know
we
what?
Had to, we were wash ourselves off at the, there was a water tank painted like a pig
yep.
out behind the kitchen. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times after the adventure hike, because you're covered in mud. This is just where you run
and
around.
Leeches.
So yeah. Some work crew and, yes. person leads you. You run around on trails. You get into the mud slide, the mud pit. You get in the creek. You attack the creek floaters. At least back in the day, we could.
Yeah,
and,
yes. Yeah.
And you just have it. And they tell a story. And it just is a whole fun thing. It's just an adventure hike. It's
yeah.
whatever. And the
yeah.
best, Jimmy Dodd and Joe Bowers, they were right. the best adventure hike leaders ever.
Right.
I think I did it every day. Lee Barnett and I did it every day. Our last year as campers, like we signed up for the adventure hike. Every day.
Every
it was
day.
So fun.
I did
but
every day.
Yeah. yeah. You'd come back covered and you have to wear jeans because it's
yeah.
you're running through
yes.
stuff and you had
yeah.
to wear long pants and jeans and all. And walking up that hill, the camp is on a big bluff and then the hill in the back goes down to
down
where
to
you
the
come
creek.
Up from the creek
yeah.
and that's where we would come up. And you'd walk up from that covered in mud. Your jeans are mm-hmm. covered. They're heavy, they're wet, and that's a hill. It's a no joke. And you walk up from that hill to pass the lodge, and you'd have to go to the pig tank where there was a hose to hose off, because you just couldn't even hit the showers in that. I mean, it would have broken the whole plumbing.
Yeah.
And you would get, sprayed off. You'd spray off the camper when you were counselor. You'd spray off all the little campers, spray out their hair, try to get them all, at least so they could then get in maybe a shower and really get clean. But I remember, how many times did we just get the shampoo out? And we just, in our suits. Right, we're in our swimsuit. Yeah. We're not like, come on, people. Yeah. You're just like, I might as well, because there ain't going to be any hot water left in the bathhouse anyway.
Nope.
So there's no point in me trying to stand in line to get in a shower to have, so we just shampoo up and clean up out there. And
it's probably where our love of outdoor showers.
That was our little version of the outdoor shower. And then even like when we were on work crew or the staff, and you'd have the bathroom, you'd have the counselor, shower house, and you'd kind of do in there, and then you just wrap up in a towel and walk to your thing. I mean, there was just couldn't afford to be real prissy or you might not.
And it was the time of our lives.
It was the best.
I mean, it really.
Time of our lives.
And you know who was really good at that, with much fighting in my home, is Streety. My sister Streety.
Oh, yeah.
Would never. I mean, she did mm-hmm. what she loved, mm-hmm. no matter. I mean, she loved all the outside, all the animals, all mm-hmm. the, she was in jeans and wearing a truck, and I mm-hmm. mean mm-hmm. my parents were about to have heart attacks mm-hmm. over all this, and she loved it.
Yep.
She loved it, and she never pretended to be anybody other than who she was.
She sure didn't. She was one of a kind. She was an original, and even back then, an original for that time, I think, even. She just,
That she, was very true. Not a pretentious bone in her body.
Oh, no.
At all. And I was kind of torn between Streety and, playing the game of society, I guess.
Well,
but
there's good of both. There is something to be said for, as I talk to my, we have got a real big storm rolling in. So if like our electricity goes out, we will finish up something later, but it's rolling in. Okay. But there's something to be said for, as you say, learning the game, or as long as it's sincere too. Like I used to talk to my kids about manners. Like the point of learning etiquette and manners is to make other people comfortable. It's not to make them uncomfortable. It's for you to be comfortable in any setting. I always say to my kids, I want you to be able to, whatever. Do the camp thing, pour the food out on the table, throw desserts at, and if you got invited to the White House.
To not throw food in the White House.
You wouldn't feel like you couldn't deal with it, or if you got invited to something or whatever that big lightning.
Okay.
No, we're good. I'm just going to unplug my computer so it doesn't surge.
Oh, listen to that thunder.
It's big. You'd be dreaming. But yeah, that's the point of it. It's to make kind of, and I know it can be, mm-hmm. abuse, but it's also to help people feel, the hospitality and the
I
things.
Think,
it's
and I do, I do enjoy refinement. I don't want to act like I do.
It's lovely enjoy in its place. Absolutely.
Refinement.
Oh, I do. How I was raised too.
Yeah. But there are times, that you've looked at and they just can't let down. People cannot let down.
No, that's not fun.
And it's
that's
like
no fun.
Enjoy the adventure.
Yeah.
Find the adventure.
Yeah.
And go.
And I think the real,
worry mm-hmm. about what people, think if you're and in.
I think the real high class ladies that I admire and in history, even, and even throughout history are the ones that would do both. Like the ones you read about who are the high society, even like I think about Edith Vanderbilt and all, very high society and money and all the things, but like did things for the all their worker, and got down in the whatever and helped the this, or they, you know, these fine ladies around in the South in different places that have beautiful big gardens, and they get out there and they,
they're not afraid to get dirty.
They're just, or they can get on the boat and put their glasses on, their hair is flying, you know, it's like, those are the ones that I want to emulate and go, okay, they're living true to themselves and all that. So, all right, before I die of a lightning strike.
Okay.
No, I'm not, but let's do your recipe and your top
three.
Your recipe. What you got for us this
week? Okay, so my recipe is we are heading into, you know, a couple of weeks from Kentucky Derby. I'm going to do a Kentucky Brown. If you are not familiar with a Kentucky Brown, it's a traditional Kentucky sandwich. I started at the Brown Hotel in Louisville, and they would have these dances back in the day. And when people began to feel peckish, they would have this Kentucky Brown.
Mm-hmm. And too much alcohol. You got to soak up the alcohol, too. You got to soak up the juleps.
I'll let you post the mint julep recipe.
Well, I might.
So it's a white piece of bread, but I would use a thicker. You could use sandwich bread, but I would use a thicker piece of bread with that. And you toast that, and you get two thick slices of turkey, two pieces of bacon, and then you cover it in a Mornay sauce.
With what kind of sauce?
A Mornay.
Mornay, okay.
So it is, for my Southern friends, they call it a roux, but that's a fancy word for gravy. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to make you'll have some butter and flour, and you brown your flour in the butter, and then you go back and add your cream or your milk, and you are going to add some sort of white cheese. Can be white cheddar, or you can use I've already lost it.
Come on, try.
I can't. You're going to make fun of me. You're going to bully me. Don't bully me.
I am going to bully you about this for sure.
Gruyere?
Oh, yeah. It's a Swiss. It's a fancy Swiss
it's
cheese.
It's a fancy Swiss.
How do you say it?
Gruyere. I can't ever say it. Gruyere.
I think that's right.
I believe is that.
That's right. Correct. I can't even bully you because apparently I can't say it either. All right.
See? But it is a Swiss cheese. It tends to melt a little better.
Yeah. It's good for fondue. Swiss. You use that for fondue a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is great. And so you make that sauce and you pour over it. And voila, you have a Kentucky Brown.
I've never heard of this. And that does sound really good.
Yeah. So that'll be the Kentucky. Little,
it's got a little protein. It's got your meat. It's got your fat with your bacon. It's, you know, little sustenance going on. Mm-hmm. I like that very much. So it's called a Kentucky Brown or Kentucky Brown. Okay. And, very good. I like that a lot. That sounds amazing. Okay. Are you ready for your top three?
I am ready for my top three.
Top three.
Smooth Star Body Butter.
Smooth Star Body Butter.
You gave it to
me. Is that the... Oh, hey. I don't know what's going on. I forget that's the name. Okay,
except that it is vanilla and almond, and you already told me the vanilla is like beaver butt goo.
I know.
But I like it. I don't even care.
I don't even care. Isn't it good?
It is very good.
It's a great cream. It feels good. It smells delicious. Like you just want to lick yourself. Don't. It's fine. Carry on.
Gosh, you're going to have to...
We cannot record in the morning anymore.
I don't even
know.
No, Saturday mornings are off, evidently.
I like it, actually. This could be our new time. I'm not going to lie. Okay.
But it is. I mean, it soaks into my skin. I mean, it's just, especially my hands.
Yeah.
Working with, because I'm always in, hot water and all that kind of stuff. And so it's really, really good. So Smooth Star Body Butter.
Okay, there you go.
It leaves me silky smooth.
It leaves her smelling like a beaver butt. Okay.
Oh my gosh. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Okay. This is my time of year that I love my hanging ferns.
Oh, you already have them.
I've already got them. Okay. They're on my front porch. Okay. But there is something about a front porch with hanging ferns that
I love. Me too.
I love it. Okay. The next thing is my Chuck Swindoll character studies.
Oh.
And these are pretty old, so they may be difficult to get, but I will try to post links if I can find them.
Okay.
But he wrote a whole series of, just different characters, and it's an entire book, on David.
I remember. That's what I was going to say. There's one on David. There's one.
Moses and probably David and Joseph are my two favorite ones.
Okay.
But that's just because I think I identify a little more with them. But he has like, there's Paul and Esther and Jesus and David. And who did I just say? Joseph. Thank you. And but anyway, he has several of those that they're just really good and very insightful. So.
Okay. That's really great. That's a great, just sometimes you want to pick up one, I don't know, not easier, but you know what I mean? Like,
well, I like a more in-depth.
Yeah. You can get really in-depth in those people.
And you can't. I mean, it's one thing to read the Psalms, and it's one thing to, you know, to know David's life, but to really dig deep into those things. I just like the deeper.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck Swindoll has such a gift.
He does.
Of just, I mean, you can, a child could understand, which is probably why I like
it. Which is why we love it. Exactly. No, I think that's, I think that's true. I think the things that are the best are the things that are, the most eloquent things are simply put, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's great. Awesome. Yeah.
So there's my list and I'm prepared for it.
You really were. You didn't even hesitate. You just went right in.
Yeah.
I love it. I haven't gotten my ferns yet. I thought about this weekend, but I think it's
you're
close.
A little farther north.
Yeah, it's close. They're probably okay because they're a little hardy. You know, they're a little, but anyway, probably by next weekend. So
now my grandmother always said, and I don't know if this is true for northern, but don't plant anything before April 15th.
Well, ours is
here. We are
here. We are. Well, that's true. Ours, the kind of rule of thumb here, I don't know about planting, but like, taking your plants outside that have been inside, it's Mother's Day here really before you're really
comfortable.
Safe. Yeah. I mean, which is, you know, that's halfway through
May.
For
all my Southern friends, you can
go ahead all
and
y'all
plant.
Can put your things out right now. awesome. Well, this was fun. This was good. I hope you have a good, have fun packing and have fun in Chattanooga. We'll hear all about that and where you went and the different things you did and, all that kind of good stuff. So
I'll have to get, Avery. I'll see if I can hook up with Avery at some point while I'm there and tell her, her mother
fun.
Is on camera smoking Virginia Slims here.
I have my rolled up paper.
You did a good job rolling it up.
Does it look good?
Yeah.
I know.
It looks like I just thought you had an unlit cigarette at first.
I know you did. You're like, did she go buy?
I thought, why? Anyway.
Anyways.
All right. Well, y'all have a good week.
Yes.
Or weekend. Mm-hmm. Have a good weekend because this will hit on Thursday. So.
Yeah. Everyone have a great week. And we will talk to you next time. Goodbye. Have a good trip, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
I think it's maybe some storms tomorrow too. So Tim was supposed to golf today with some friends, but I think they're just going to hang out instead. So
get struck.
Put that metal stick in the air and
that happens. Blue polo is going to come flying off.
Oh, no.
There's a bar in them woods.
There's a big old bar running through them woods. Oh, wait. How dare you?
It's just Timmy. Struck Timmy.